This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Dan Hurst, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today magazine. This week, we travel to an island getaway, and we talk about a heartland bird. There's still enough summer left to get in a family vacation if you hurry. Mike Austin joins us now with a suggestion on where to go.
If you'd like to escape from the hassles of everyday life, then get away to the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. They're a scenic archipelago of 22 islands surrounding the northern tip of Wisconsin, and only one of them is open to commercial development. The rest are preserved in their natural state. The islands figure prominently in the early European settlement of the upper Midwest by French voyagers and fur traders and missionaries. Summer residents and tourists began finding refuge on the Apostle Islands as early as the mid-1800s, searching for relief from the heat of the cities and enjoying the boating and fishing and the beauty of the area. By the early 1900s, Madeline Island had received national acclaim as a healthful and relaxing summer retreat, an approbation it maintains to the present day. Within a 50-mile shoreline carved by the wind and waves of the biggest lake in the world, the Apostles are dominated by boreal forest composed of white spruce, balsam fir, birch, cedar, pine, and quaking aspen. Over 800 plant species occur within the lakeshore, too. The Apostles have one of the greatest concentrations of black bears in North America, and it's also a birdwatcher's paradise for colonial nesting birds like ring-billed gulls, double-crested cormorants, great blue herons, and cliff swallows as well. Now hike out into the sunny berry fields and apple orchards, and you can pick your own sweet, juicy bounty. Hikers can also explore old logging camps, beaches, and scenic overlooks. Six historic lighthouses, the largest collection in a National Park System site, dot the Apostle Islands, some dating back to 1863. The area hosts one of the Great Lakes' largest charter sailing fleets. And scuba divers can explore over 15 known shipwrecks, including schooners from the 19th century. Coho salmon and trout are prized by anglers. Try kayaking out to the sea caves where nature has carved delicate arcs, vaulted chambers, and honeycombed passageways into the cliffs. In summer, the red sandstone is sandwiched between sapphire blue lake and emerald green forests. Large waves generate plumes of spray and thunderous explosions as they surge into the sea caves. One postscript here about the Apostle Islands. A visit to the Apostle Islands was the last official trip made by President Kennedy before he went to Dallas in 1963. Well, I'm Mike Austin for the Midwest Today Radio Edition saying, happy traveling!
Thanks, Mike. With the hectic pace of modern life, sometimes we fail to appreciate the wonders of nature all around us. So this week, welcome, Robin Formaker.
No bird is more synonymous with summer than the red-winged blackbird. The flash of its bright orangey-red shoulders and pale yellow wing bar makes a dazzling display. Its distinctive calls can be heard across the meadows as they twitter, chip, chat, whistle, sputter, and sing an okalee song. The bird has a sharply pointed bill and averages 7 to 9 inches long, with a wingspan of 12 to 14 inches. Their legs are designed for walking, not hopping. They can hear better, see farther, and discern more colors than humans. They are quick to find food and shelter in an area they've never seen before. The female looks much different and can almost be mistaken for a large, dark sparrow. The bird is a highly polygamous species, with one male having up to 15 females. During the summer, they feed on seeds, weeds, berries, and insects. In the fall, they forage for corn and sunflowers. They can fly 30 miles an hour. They have a wave-like up-and-down flight pattern. Before snow falls, the red-winged blackbird flies south. Smart bird. This is Robin Formaker for the Midwest Today Radio Edition saying, it's fun to have the birds around.
I agree with you, Robin. It is fun to have them around. And we're glad to have you, too. Each issue of Midwest Today magazine has a section called Country Chronicle, which celebrates the changing seasons and a simpler way of life. Be sure to stop by our website at www.midtod.com. That's MIDTOD.com. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dan Hurst for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.